Number 29, request of Maria T. Mai to address council regarding the economics of neighborhoods.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Maria T. Mai, and I am here on behalf of the Multnomah Neighborhood Association. I currently serving as my second term as chair after a 15-year sabbatical as a community rabble-rouser. I initially became involved in the community in the mid-1990s when then-Mayor Vera Katz had the idea of letting neighborhoods develop their own individual neighborhood plans. These were then folded into the Southwest Community Plan and the 2000 Comprehensive Plan. Let me pause here for a moment to share my heartfelt condolences for our loss of Commissioner Fish. He exemplified what it means to be a public servant. I first met Nick when the choice was beer or fish, and the voters chose Sam Adams, and I became Sam's senior policy director. This was 2005. Nick became commissioner in 2008. He was scheduled to be one of Multnomah Neighborhood's special guests. Hosting various commissioners and bureau directors had been a meaningful experience for Multnomah residents to learn more about how the city operates and for city officials to learn about the neighborhood's needs. For this, we say thank you. Plucking from the plethora of issues that concern the Multnomah neighborhood, I'm here to focus on tree preservation, stormwater management, and integrated planning. I understand that last week, Council reviewed the tree code, and we applaud you in recognizing the value of trees, and in particular, big trees. The Multnomah neighborhood's tree canopy is one of the main reasons that people love living in the neighborhood. However, the ever-accelerating push to increase density is threatening the tree canopy. Trees being harvested for housing diminishes the quality of life in the neighborhood. Although the city has been promoting street trees and right-of-ways, this is a far cry from acknowledging and protecting the cultural and environmental benefits provided by large trees on single-family lots. Despite numerous and often unsuccessful attempts to save large landmark trees, one of which was over 6 feet in diameter, the Multnomah Neighborhood Association remains committed to advocating for the protection of large trees threatened by ongoing development. In 2017, residents led by Emma Dugan, the Multnomah tree team, undertook a heroic effort to nominate trees for heritage status with the city. With more than 30 trees were nominated, but council only accepted 2 for protective status. This brings the total of heritage trees in Multnomah to 4. What's surprising is Multnomah leads the city with 4 heritage trees. Clearly, more work needs to be done to strengthen the tree code, as it provides real protection for trees. Consider all the things that big trees do. Strengthen the tree code, Title 11. Create incentives to preserving trees. Increase fines and mitigation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.